Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
We're going to do a couple of educational segments this hour. We're going to start it with an educational segment, and we're going to end it with an educational segment, basically dealing with investing in resource companies. I'm going to start out with my friend Mickey Fulp. Mickey has a great newsletter out there called The Mercenary Geologist. He does a fair amount of audio on Kitco, does a lot of video work on BNN, which is the business network up in Canada. He's a very knowledgeable guy. He's a good guy. Mickey, number one, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for asking me once again. Always a pleasure.
All right. I want to start out here. You've been a successful investor. Simplistically, explain your investing philosophy, Mick, would you?
I most definitely will. I recently published another musing called The Power of Two, and it's a little simplistic example of my investing philosophy, which I've talked about over and over again in other musings. So it was an attempt to make it perhaps more understandable for the lay investor.
Okay. Now, I've been in the business for 30 years, so you're preaching to the choir here, but you may be able to explain better to our listeners why, number one, this particular sector is potentially very profitable, and number two, how you go about trying to maximize, you know, the potential of you making profits. Now, first of all, I know that you're a trader. Okay, now you're saying basically that people investing in the junior resource sector need to be traders and not buy and hold, so to speak, correct?
That's correct, and it's basically because this is a very high-risk, high-reward sector, and venture capital will always flow where risk is perceived the lowest for the highest reward. But the junior resource sector kind of cycles. Any company will cycle, and they commonly double within 52 weeks, but very rarely will you ever have a 5 or 10 bagger. They do occur, and that's part of the reason we play this game. But to apply a very conservative approach to a very high-risk sector, which will ensure your profitability, you must be a trader.
You have to be a trader. I think I would agree with that. You know, and I've learned that by experience. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about the power of two, Mick, exactly what does that mean?
Well, it's an investing philosophy that when a stock doubles, you sell half your position. So any given junior will double over a 52-week period. So the key is to buy low and sell high. So you sell half your position, and then you take that money and do it again and again and again, and you preserve your original capital.
Okay, give me a specific example, would you?
Yeah, let's take something very simplistic here. You know, all these funds and are always showing their return on $10,000. So let's take $10,000 as an example. You put $10,000 in a junior, let's say at 20 cents, so you've got 50,000 shares. When that stock doubles, you sell half, so you sell 25,000 shares of that, and you have that position. Then you take your $10,000, your original investment, and you go find another stock that you think will double in 12 months or less, and you do it again. And so you do it twice, and then you've got $10,000 still preserved in your capital, and you now hold 25,000 shares of two juniors. If you do it five times, then you still have your $10,000, your original capital is preserved, ready to go into company number six, and you now own 25,000 shares of five companies that you have zero cost bases in. So you're playing with house money, you're playing with somebody else's money. You know, Al, I might even be playing with your money at that point.
Well, you know what, Mickey?
This philosophy is a way to preserve capital and continue to build a position.
You know, I do the same thing, Mick, and I may very well be playing with your money. You never know. Okay. Okay. Well, with this example, you still have half positions in five companies. What happens there?
Well, what I do is then I have program selling in tranches, relatively small tranches, on the uptick at specific intervals. And part of the reason that I do this, I am gone in the field a lot, and I don't always have access to a broker, and these markets are so volatile and can move so quickly. I just program in sell orders, and at that point, you're taking money off the table and you're building a cash position. So let's take example, company one, number one, you still have 25,000 shares at 40 cents, then I would probably sell a tranche of that, say 5,000 shares at 60, and program another 4,000 or 5,000 shares at 80 at a dollar. Once it got to a dollar, then it would be on a roll, and I would try to spread those program sales out.
Okay, now you've given an example of something that would work very, very effectively in a bull market. You know, a market where resource stocks are going up in price, but it's not all about bull markets. What do you do in bear markets?
Well, in that point, I also put stop losses in to preserve my capital and continue to take profits in a bear market. So let's say our example number one, it's at 25,000 shares we hold and it's at 40 cents. Let's say we've got hit by a bear market or something happens with a company, then I would have a stop loss sale at 30 cents and probably a stop loss at my original entry point at 20 cents, but that's still building cash because we've already taken our money off the table. So stop losses are a very important part of this. And also an important part is a contrarian philosophy. So you want to buy when no one else wants that stock. So buy on low volumes and sell on high volumes. For instance, right now I've gone big time into the uranium sector with three or four of my favorite stocks over the last week because they're been beaten up unmercifully.
Okay. Now, the key obviously is picking good stocks. Okay, Mick, we've got about 2.5 minutes left here. Let's you and I talk a little bit about picking good stocks, because you know there is, you really have to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff in this type of investing. There's no question about it. Give us your views first, and then I'll see if I can embellish with my views.
Well, I know I sound like a broken record all the time, but you got these three key criteria: share structure, people, and projects. Mm-hmm. For me as a geologist, it starts with a project, and as you well know, I learned, like we've already discussed this on the show, certain commodity types and certain deposit types in particular parts of the world. Mm-hmm. So start with the project. It needs a tight share structure with the insiders having skin in the game. It needs perhaps a few institutions spread out among institutions so the company doesn't answer to one particular big brokerage house or one big fund. And also a nice retail investor base, because that's where the liquidity comes in. And then a lot of people say the most important thing is the people, and they're very important too. I have ways I use the projects and the share structure to eliminate more, and then I go look at the people as not any less importance, but to make sure they have experience in our business and have been successful. An entrepreneur that's been bankrupt three times is not really an entrepreneur, so you want to make sure that they have technical and investor success in the business.
No question about that. Mickey, I want you to take the remaining half a minute or 45 seconds or so here and tell our listeners a little bit about what you do, not in terms of investing, but in terms of your mercenary musings, your newsletter, et cetera.
Well, I write about a variety of subjects. I cover specific companies that I think are pretty much no-brainers to double in 12 months or less. I've had a great success of that over the last year, but never confuse a bull market for brains. And I write about a lot of other stuff, macroeconomics, commodities. As you're well aware, I'm a raging libertarian. I write about world geopolitical situations, and I think people would find my newsletter of interest. And the best thing about it, Al, it's all free.
All you have to do, if you folks want to, you know, learn more about what Mickey does, just click on the guest icon on our homepage, and Mickey Fulp will come right up. Mick, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Big Al's going to be right back with Adam Mesh. We're going to get Wall Street's opinion from Adam as to investing in precious metals.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, I'm back with my friends Clyde Harrison and Steve Carr. As many of you are probably aware, we do a radio show together, much the same topics as I discuss here on my program. going to editorialize a little bit here and talk about a subject that you'll either disagree violently or agree vehemently with us. Give you our views on what we think is a major mistake that that our government is making right now, and that's the military situation, our involvement there over in Afghanistan and Pakistan. You know, it's interesting. We, Kathy and I, are in New Orleans right now, and we were chatting with a veteran of 10 years of the Army. This lady was a combat sergeant, or she was a sergeant, did a couple of tours in Afghanistan, and we were chatting at lunch. She happened to be a waitress. She was waiting on us, and I asked her a number of very pointed questions, and I said, you don't have to answer them if you don't want to, but, you know, if you would, that would be great. I said, number one, do you feel that we belong over there? And she said, after two tours, absolutely not. And I said, number two, do most of the troops, are they over there for patriotic reasons, or, and she stopped me in that mid-sentence, and she said, not even close. She said, they're over there for a job. They can't get work in the United States, and so they join the military. She said, you know, you got a bunch of very, very brave people who I worked with, and I said, amen to that. But she said, don't get confused. Patriotism is totally non-existent in that particular aspect within the circle that I was involved in. I think that we are making a huge mistake politically and economically with our involvement over there. They don't want us, and we, in my opinion, totally, totally do not need that. Stephen, am I crazy? What do you think, buddy?
Well, I think a couple things, Al. I think, number one, on the patriotism, you know, are there a lot of guys who and gals who get in the military because it's mainly about a job? Yeah, probably so. I think, though, there are also a lot of people who bought into the presupposition, Al and Clyde, as I did,
yeah,
that we were going over there to liberate these folks. We were going over there to get rid of the terrorists, you know, especially Osama bin Laden. And there were a lot of guys who signed up. There were a lot of guys who went out of college out of conviction that, hey, we've got to deal with this so that we don't have another 9/11 type situation and so forth. As this thing has ground on, because we're what now, the longest war in the history of America, I think,
yeah,
in Afghanistan, I think the dynamic has changed. And which deals with the second issue, which to me is, I agree with you. They don't want us over there, by and large. And the reason they don't want us over there is because Islam, and this is a dirty little secret nobody wants to talk about because it's not politically or religiously correct, Islam and democracy are mutually exclusive. Islam is a totalitarian system. Women in Sharia law have half of a vote. They can be beaten without penalty by their husband. If they get raped, they have to have two men who are witnesses or they're punished. Sharia law in Islam, our intentions, Al and Clyde, to me, were very noble. But you know what? Turkey, which is the longest running secular Muslim country on the history of the planet, is a hairbreadth away from going to fundamentalism. Erdogan, the president, wants to take it into Sharia law. It's never stable. And so we need to get out of there because unless they change from Islam, we're wasting our young men and women and resources in the process.
Well, we are totally, and I would agree 100%. And you know, that's a change that people really aren't, in my mind, interested in making. Clyde, what's your opinion on this, sir?
Well, I'll go back to when Bush got into this mess. I think a guy from Texas would be smarter than to have a box of snakes called the Middle East and think if I shoot the biggest snake in the box, I can jump in the box. It was insane. Saddam Hussein was keeping the cork in the bottle over there. He was the one who was willing to fight almost any of his neighbors if they got out of line and bothered him. He wanted to be the tough guy in the neighborhood and was. He was controlling the situation. So we pull the plug on the control. Now we've got what originally was and still is the Middle East, which is a whole bunch of tribal groups answering to their tribe leader, not to any central government. They don't believe in a central government. The religion doesn't believe in a central government. They don't believe in a central government. And we're there trying to support a central government.
Yeah.
And ridiculous usually doesn't work out well.
No. No.
It's not working out well. It's a trillion bucks and running. And
you know, Al, I want to interject something here, and I agree with Clyde from a hindsight perspective. You know, 2020 is always, you see things really clear in hindsight, right? But let's be fair here to Bush. We were attacked in 9/11. The Iraqis had invaded Kuwait, which was a friendly country, years before, where basically the president's father didn't get the job done with Saddam Hussein that he wanted to get done because of international pressure. And so the son sees that and goes, if that ever happens again, I'm getting the job done and I'm going to eliminate this guy. But there were some positive things. The Bush doctrine, we saw Libya, for example, give up its nuclear pursuit. We saw some positive things in other Arabic countries. And there was this almost euphoria for a period of time that the Bush doctrine in that instance just might work. That if we went in by force and kind of imposed democracy, that, you know, it just might turn things around and settle the whole Israeli-Palestinian conflict, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We now, though, looking back, realize that we opened Pandora's box because the most fundamental principle here, which we don't want to face, is that Islam is a totalitarian system. It governs every area of your life, not just your religious beliefs. You talk about intolerance. If you become a Christian in Saudi Arabia, they kill you. If you are a homosexual in Saudi Arabia, they kill you. If you have adultery, or if somebody accuses you, if you're a female, of having adultery, they go out and they stone you. This is happening right now. The sex slave trade and so forth, people don't want to talk about these things. But right now there are a million people in slavery in the Sudan. There are 83 conflicts throughout the world right now. Guess what? Every one of them have Muslims involved. I mean, nobody wants to talk about these things, but we are trying to change a mindset. Unless they change their belief system, we are squandering our time and our resources.
And more importantly, Steve, if I can interject here, more importantly, we are squandering the lives of kids who could be productively employed over here if we got our act together, and we are squandering money that we don't have. Okay, there you have it, our views on Afghanistan and Pakistan. Love us or hate us, but that's our opinion.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy.
Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator. And ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. As promised, I got Roger Wiegand with me right now. We're going to talk about a social issue that really, really I have been dealing with for the past, oh gosh, long, long time. Couple years. Afghanistan. Do we belong in Afghanistan? What's the situation in Afghanistan? Et cetera, et cetera. Now, as a bit of an introduction, let me say this. Kathy and I were having lunch down in New Orleans. Our waitress was a very, very presentable 31-year-old Army vet. And when she was discharged from the Army honorably, she was a sergeant. She was in a position of authority. She had done two tours in Afghanistan. I asked her the following questions and got some really, really interesting answers. I said, number one, is patriotism an issue among the military personnel in Afghanistan? And she damn near fell on the floor. She was laughing so hard. She said, absolutely not. She said, the military personnel that are in Afghanistan right now, and she said, this is not to take away from their bravery, etc., but she said, they are there for, it's a job. She said it is purely a job, considered to be a job. They can't get employment in the United States, and so they sign up for the military and typically get sent off overseas. Okay, and she said, so patriotism, she said, this is not World War II when we were attacked. She said, this is absolutely, totally the opposite, and people are considering it, the personnel consider it for the most part to be just simply a job, point number one. Point number two, I said, okay, how long were you over there? She said, long time. And I said, does the United States belong over there, in your opinion, as a as an Army veteran who, you know, who attained the rank of sergeant? And she said, absolutely not. She said, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to change those people over there. She said, people have tried in the past. Outsiders have tried in the past. It has never, ever worked. Okay, here's my question, Roger. That war is absolutely adding immeasurably to the deficit of the United States, which is a joke. Point number one. Point number two, I would have to say, and this is no respect to the military over there, U.S. military over there at all. I got a lot of respect for those guys, but you know what? I would predict that the same thing is going to happen to us in that area as happened to the Russians, i.e. leave with your tail between your legs. You got some thoughts?
No, I totally agree. The real problem, and I've done some reading on this to try to understand it, and what I've just determined is the society is so primitive. It's even beneath the, serf agriculture is what I would say. I mean, they're growing poppies for you know what.
Yeah.
It's very tribal. The people are on the move. I don't know if they really have any kind of a home to speak of, but you're trying to take a 300-year-old society and bring it into the 20th century, and
right.
It's just an impossible dream. It's not going to work. The U.S. military, when the Afghanis were fighting the Russians, we spent money and trained them, and now they're using that information on us because we're there fighting with them. And interesting, you should ask the question. The Wall Street Journal headline this morning says, United States backs Taliban talks. The military facilitates meetings of rebels, Kabul, in sign of a support for a peace deal. So they're trying to get this thing settled and leave and get out of there because it really is an impossible dream.
I agree.
Contrast that with Iraq. And Iraq was more of a 20th century society with people going to school and going to college and educated and engineers and whatever. And the Taliban situation, the Afghan nationals as well, it's like the jungles of South America in the middle of nowhere. It's just an impossible situation. The only thing they know how to do is fight, and we're there fighting, so they're going to fight back. And that's just pretty much what it comes down to.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The other side of the argument that I frequently hear from both my liberal and my very conservative friends, you know, is number one, my liberal friends say, look at the picture on Time magazine. Look what happened to that little girl. If we leave, the Taliban, the terrorists, whatever you want to call them, are going to absolutely trample society over there, that portion of society that wasn't loyal to them when we were there, point number one. Point number two, the other side of the coin from my some of my conservative friends is what they're doing is absolutely wrong. You're talking about, you know, the atrocities that the terrorists commit towards other people, et cetera, et cetera. And so you gotta stop it. Well, I gotta tell you, you're not going to stop it. It's not a large enough portion of the population over there, number one, you know, where you're really fighting a country. You're fighting a faction. You're not going to beat them. Those guys can run and hide. They're great mountain fighters. You're not going to beat them. We got to get out.
Oh, I would agree with that, Al. It's a guerrilla war, much like Vietnam was, and it makes no sense at all. And, you know, everybody's heart goes out to these kids
of
and the
course.
Mothers and all that are suffering, but by the same token, it's such a primitive society that, you know, there's no way logically that we can be in there and get our nose in their business and change it. Therefore, we should get out and try to publicize with the news what's going on an ongoing basis, and that's probably the best we can do.
I think the best thing that we can do is, number one, when they strike, when the terrorists strike the West, whether it's Europe, whether it's, you know, North America, or when they strike the East, which they will, okay, the Far East, then what you have to do is you have to retaliate, and you have to retaliate hard. You can't fight those guys with your hands tied behind your back. You got to do it right. You know, you just simply have to dramatically punish that faction for what they did. And right now, we're not doing that. There is no incentive for those guys to stop.
No, I agree with that. And the other thing that came up this week was, too, that the Taliban basically was originated and put together by the Pakistanis.
Yeah.
And they're still doing it. I mean, you've got the secret police there helping them on one side. On the other side, they're pretending they're with the U.S. So, you know, what kind of a deal is that? It's not going to go anywhere. Best thing for us to do is pack up our junk and leave. And like you said, if there's some fighting going on or some attacking coming our way, we can hire mercenaries to do it.
We are not being supported, in my opinion, by either the Pakistani government or the Afghan or the government of Afghanistan. We're not being supported by them. We simply don't belong there. preemptive action in this case, in Big Al's opinion, is going to do no good. And then, you know, flipping away from the social issue to the economic issue, look at the cost to the United States. You know, it is adding billions of dollars to our deficit by going over there and trying to accomplish something that, number one, we can't accomplish, and number two, our kids, God bless them, are getting killed or they're returning home significantly altered than when they went over there in a negative sense, right?
Absolutely, and I just think we should need to get out as soon as we can.
Yeah, I would agree 1,000%. It's sad. I have to say, in this case, both administrations, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, our current president promised we'd be out of there. Well, that ain't going on regardless, you know, and our former president got us in there. I'm not sure why. And you know, as Congressman Ron Paul said in an informal conversation I was having with him, I said, Congressman, what are we doing over there? Why did our president put us in there? Unfortunately, I've never heard anyone laugh as hard as he did. And then he said, Corlin, you're not very bright. And I said, okay, that's a given. And he said, it's all about the oil. I mean, I got to tell you,
the Afghan region has big oil. I mean, they've discovered it recently.
Yeah. And we're talking about Iraq.
We know the Iraq thing was about oil because on the border between Iran and Iraq, sits 4 out of 5 of the largest known pools of oil in the world.
Yeah, it's really sad. I want to wrap this up with just one other quick story. You know, we've got some friends in Washington, D.C. Fellow is a retired economist. He worked for the government. His last post was in Iraq. You know, the first time we visited with him was a long time ago. You know, we were out in the backyard barbecuing, in his backyard barbecuing and talking, and he said, I am absolutely convinced that there were weapons of mass destruction. I am absolutely convinced that we needed to be in there. He said, Al, for God's sakes, I was there when this whole thing started. Trust me, we did the right thing. Kath and I went back a couple years later when I had the privilege of speaking at the GATA conference in Washington, D.C., and I said, do you still feel the same way now as you did then? And his comment was absolutely 100%, totally the opposite. He said, Big Al, let me tell you, we do not belong in the Middle East. Big Al's going to be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show. I'm back. Helping me round this thing out, Steve Carr and Clyde Harrison. We do an awful lot of radio together. You heard us together in another segment. We're going to talk economic issues to wrap it up. I guess, Steve, I'd like you to weigh in on this first. But, you know, last Thursday, front page of the Wall Street Journal, man, U.S. dollar has dealt another blow. Quote, the dollar declined sharply after Singapore tightened its monetary policy, pushing the Australian and Canadian dollars towards parity with the U.S. currency. The U.S. currency is in trouble right now. And what does that do for gold in terms of U.S. dollars? Absolutely couldn't be anything other than positive. Why don't you weigh in on that first, and let's get Clyde in here.
Absolutely, Al. You know, yeah, the U.S. dollar is obviously in trouble. Again, we're comparing baskets of garbage to each other. So they shift around, and the federal governments try to convince people that this basket of garbage has now become much more valuable than it was. You know, we saw the dollar rally for a while, and oh gosh, everybody was lathered up of, oh, let's get in the dollar, whoa, here we go, you know, and it's increasing against the Canadian dollar and all this other stuff, and now it's back down again, and it's a shell game. You know, it's like the guy who's got the pee under the shells, you know, and that's what the governments are doing. It's, oh, let's get all focused on the shells, and where's the pee under the shell? The problem is, you know what, there's no pee under there, because they're not backed by anything. And again, to me, I think Clyde's comment, you know, that I heard years ago, which I love, and I'll lateral it to Clyde, I guess, is, you know, currencies, what is it that you say, Clyde? I'm not going to quote it exactly right, so I'll just defer to you right now.
Currencies do not float. They sink at different rates.
Absolutely.
Clyde, tell me why you say that, would you, buddy?
Because they all go down.
Okay.
I know you've sat there many times and said the U.S. dollar is going up, okay?
No, I got to correct you here. In the short term, over the past 2 or 3 years, I've made that comment. But in the long term, no, I don't believe it is.
That's the point. People don't realize over the long term it's lost about 97% of its value since the creation of the Fed.
Yeah.
Okay, it just keeps declining. It's like they're all like the half-life of an atom. A little disappears every year, but it doesn't completely disappear.
Yeah.
What's left is 100% of the currency.
Yeah.
It's 3% of its original value, but it's still 100% of the dollar. It's still in your wallet. It still looks like a dollar. So it looks the same. same to the average guy, but you keep tearing a little corner off till there's almost nothing left.
You know, it's interesting, but I was in Frankfurt, Germany, speaking at a conference. I guess it was 2 years ago, and I've alluded to this conversation, or I've mentioned this conversation I had numerous times on the air. But you know, that was before I got to know you really well, and I was talking with your former business partner over there, Jimmy Rogers, and Jimmy was saying that, you know, I am firmly convinced right now that we are in a secular bull market in terms of things, i.e. assets, okay, things being material things as opposed to paper things, which certainly the U.S. dollar is, and he predicted that this secular bull market was going to run through 2017. Well, I don't think he's backed off from that. I think personally that your views are very, very accurate. Your views are very astute. And I would say, I know you agree with your former partner in that one area. But in time frame, do you think it's the same, 2017, Clyde?
Oh, I think it could go longer than that. It depends on what we're willing to do to kill the current.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, Al and Clyde,
we're not going to pay these debts. So your alternative is to make them worth less money in real terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I want to interject in here is, and I apologize for cutting you off there, Clyde, but I feel this is so important. You know, I met Clyde in 2000. We did a radio show in Chicago, and for a conference there that Clyde and I have gone to for now many years. And in that radio show, I recommended people start accumulating gold, which was $285 an ounce, and silver, which was $4.84 an ounce. Clyde was talking about getting in stuff or commodities, as you mentioned, Al, with Jimmy Rogers. And when Clyde set up the Rogers Raw Material Fund, that was actually the first fund that we invested in.
Sure.
And through the years, we have definitely invested in stuff, and we got out for a period of time in 2007, which is very good. But now it's critical that people invest in the right stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the right stuff, obviously, is silver and gold, which has been doing extremely well. Why? Not as a hedge against inflation so much anymore, but as a hedge against default. And this is what I want to say about currencies and how it ties in. Currencies, my friends, in my opinion, is a diversion. It's a shell game. And so while people are doing the FX and they're trading all this stuff, it's garbage. Why not just get involved in the real stuff, real money, the real currency of history, and make yourself some money for a change? I just don't get it, Alan Clyde, why people don't understand that all of this currency trading and so forth, and obsession almost with currency, is really a diversion from getting in something that they can really protect themselves and their families with.
Well, I would agree with that 100%, and I'm putting, you know, our family's money where our mouths are, for lack of better terms. We have been, Kathy and I have been investing in hard assets and hard asset related investments, which includes, in my mind, well, which not in my mind, but in everybody's mind, which includes the securities of companies involved in that particular industry. And I have to tell you, as of this moment in time, October 16th, 2010, I feel very, very secure. Clyde, how about you? What are you and Kim doing?
Well, we're doing somewhat the same thing, as you know, Al, but I will tell you that most of your listeners have a sack of potatoes in their closet that has rallied as much or more Standard & Poor's in the last quarter.
Okay. Well, tell me what you mean by that exactly.
The Fed has said the value of the currency is going down, kids. We're going to do QE2. We're going to give you more paper. And so the stock market, which is an asset overall, went higher.
Yeah.
Gold went stratospheric. Food outdid the price of gold as far as appreciating. So basically, the money went down real fast.
Okay.
And various things went up more than the money went down. Some things went up less than the money went down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your game. You're trying to be in the one that goes stays even or does better than the money does going down.
And Al, this is why I think what you said is the best strategy, because again, it has historic precedent. What were the number one companies, the top several companies in the Dow Jones during the Great Depression, for example?
Gold, Homestake.
Homestake Mining,
right. Mm-hmm.
Hecla, which is a silver company,
right.
Etc. Folks, listen, we're not talking anything crazy here. We're not talking anything unusual. We're talking, you know, Clyde made a prediction in 1998 that the S&P would probably be about the same level in 12 years as it was at that time. Which it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you have? You have all the commissions, all the fees, everything that's been taken out of that. And that's why your 401k is now a 201k, even though the market has stayed pretty much flat with a little fluctuation. The professionals, quote unquote, have taken money out. You
right.
know, that's why they're doing very well and you're not.
Right.
But when you look at what Al's doing, what Alliance is doing, what we're doing, the guys who are on this show, and we all are putting our money where our mouth is saying, listen, why not diversify into the asset class that's really, really working? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at Greece, to look at Ireland, to look at the United States of America and say, hey, things ain't going the right way anymore. Why not invest in stuff that you can eat, that you can wear, that you can utilize to protect yourself and your family? And Al, I think it's going to get, I think this is just the beginning of it.
Yeah. You know, I think you're right. I think it is just the beginning of it. I am very, very thankful that my family and I have invested the way we have. We really changed our emphasis as our, you know, longtime listeners are aware. Away from the conventional stock market and into, you know, the hard asset type market. I am very, very comfortable having done that. I think that it is a very, very sound place to be right now, without a doubt. And I think that with the economic turmoil that we are going through right now, I personally can't see how anybody in their right mind would want to be invested really anyplace else. Now, is this going to go on forever? Of course it's not going to go on forever. Nothing goes on forever, okay? But for the time being, is this a good place to be? I have to say, in all sincerity, I am firmly convinced that it is.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.